Good morning. This is Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Nick Della Canale. The Scripps National Spelling Bee gets underway this week. Hundreds of spellers are pouring into Washington, D.C., where they'll compete against each other in preliminary rounds leading up to the televised finals this Thursday. Among those hundreds of spellers from around the country will be Aksha Paimagam, an eighth grader from Randolph Middle School, who will be representing the Charlotte area. That's after she won the regional spelling bee in February. This will be her second time heading to the National Bee, and we spoke with her over the weekend just before she left for the Capitol. I started by asking if she had a favorite word.
I don't have any exact favorite word, but I love German cheese words in general. I love the category of German cheese words.
give me some examples from that.
I don't know, like blue cheese, brie.
Is Gruyere? Is that German?
Yeah, Gruyere, yeah.
Okay, so beyond expert speller and cheese enthusiast, Aksha is also a skilled dancer, violinist, and an occasional painter, and her origins in spelling can be traced all the way back to the first spelling bee she participated in back when she was in elementary school.
I won my class bee in second grade, and I got to go to the school bee, and I placed third.
Did you get nervous or anything like that?
In second grade, I was very carefree, and I just did it because I just loved the way the words came to me, and I loved like reading about words and like being there. I just loved performing, kind of. I thought it was more of as a performance and like as fun.
After that, when did spelling turn from, as you said, like a carefree hobby, mm-hmm, into like something more serious that you wanted to pursue seriously?
I would say in fifth grade. In fifth grade, I got to go to the regional B. And that's when I actually really wanted to make it to the National Bee. And the next year, I did.
And so you're headed to D.C. this week for the National Bee, mm-hmm, but this is your second time around.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 2 years ago that you went for your first time?
Yes.
What was that like when you went to D.C.?
It was really amazing to like meet other spellers who are really experienced and know what they're doing. And to be able to see them spelling on stage was like, I don't know, I guess it was a great experience for me.
And you made it to the semifinals, is that right?
Yes.
Was it a disappointment that you weren't able to make it further?
I guess a little disappointment, but I was actually really proud of how I did in sixth grade. But I would have liked to make it further, but...
This time around, Aksha is a little more prepared, a little more experienced. She's been studying the Merriam-Webster Dictionary and cultivating her own personal dictionary made up of all kinds of words she stumbles across in her everyday life. And on top of that, she has her own secret weapon that no other speller can lay claim to.
Yes, I have a lucky jacket, my lucky blue jacket. I don't know where that came from exactly, but I wore it in sixth grade. I wore it for every one of my bees. And I made it to the National Bee, so I guess I'm just really comfortable with that jacket.
When Aksha arrives in D.C. this week with her winter jacket, she'll become speller number 276. That's out of 291 total spellers. And as an eighth grader, this will be the last year she's eligible to compete. And she says she's sad about that, though she's hoping to make this year count. I wonder if you can just make the case for, you know, why go through all this effort to study words and learn spelling, you know? In the age of autocorrect, I think a lot of people would think learning to spell isn't worth the trouble.
Well, if you love to do something and if you have the passion to do something, then why not do it? I mean, I love spelling and I really want to do well in the competition, and that's what I want to do.
Aksha Paimagam. You can catch her on ESPN Channel 3 for the preliminaries this weekend, and maybe the finals, which will be broadcast on ESPN Thursday night. Aksha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this is Morning Edition on WFAE.